some fun things. You can have it in your pocket. You can get something to drink. Buy a pair of sneakers. Maybe a music. Like yours wants. He had choices to make too. And along the road made some mistakes. But when he made the mistakes, he decided that I can either go one way and make more mistakes, or I can learn from my mistakes and become the best person that I can be. And with that, he has gone from making that decision that day to being one of the most, the strongest leaders in the United States. Chairman John Bryant has yet invitations to speak all over the country, all over the world, with President of the United States, with Alan Greenspan, with Tyrese, with lots of people every single day. But he has made the decision to join you today at Davidson Elementary, your school, to talk to you about how to take control of your life. Without further ado, John Bryant.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mary's kind of cool, isn't she?
Yes.
She's so cool, we made her an honorary black person at our prison home. Good job, Mary Haggerty. I have been all over this country in classrooms. We're in 750 schools. But where are we today?
Davidson.
Very good. Whose school is that?
Ours.
Is that a cool school?
Yes.
I want to thank your principal and your incredible staff. I also want to welcome Dan Bully, director of the Detroit Public Schools Office of the Detroit Compact. Please raise your hand. We're going to be partnering with him to take this program all throughout Detroit. But where, if we're going to take this program all throughout Detroit, where is it starting?
Davidson.
Which is it the best school or the worst school?
The best school.
And whose school is it?
Ours.
That's right. Give yourselves a round of applause. So I've taken Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan into a classroom and former President Clinton and 10 of the 12 Federal Reserve Bank presidents. Not even taking Tyrese into a classroom. But where is the coolest class in America today?
Davidson.
That's right. And you all want to be rich, is that right?
Yes.
I don't know. Cheryl's kind of weak. Do you want to be rich?
Yes.
Ah, that's a little better. If you want to be rich, the first thing you've got to realize is there's a difference between being broke and being poor. To be broke is an economic condition, but to be poor is a disabling frame of mind and a depressed condition of your spirit. And you must vow never, ever, ever to be poor again. Don't let anybody tell you what you cannot do. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot be successful. I grew up in a place called Compton, California. Anybody here heard of Compton? Oh, you have? Cool. All right, what do you think Compton is? Is it close by or is it far?
It's far.
It's far, very good. California maybe? Is it in California? Somebody, I heard somebody say yes? Yes, is in, have you heard of Watts? Watts? No? Oh, cool, you've heard my hometown first. I'm from Compton, California. It's right next to Watts. Let me help you, it's not next to Beverly Hills. My mother loved me too much. You see, my mother loved me so much that she decided she didn't want me to be like everybody else. Everybody else got to wear khakis. I grew up, it was wearing brown khakis with a crease down the sides. Pants so tight, they stood up on the corner all by themselves. But my mother didn't want me to be normal. No, no, no. She wanted me to be special. So my mother used to dress me funny in Compton, California. Compton, California is so rough, it made this community look like it was a playground. A rough, rough community, Compton, California. Now, my mother in Compton now. Keep visualizing Compton. Would you dress me in a three-piece purple, crushed velvet, velour suit, with a ruffled shirt. Visualize. And a big, 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 big bow tie. And my mama would send me to school in Compton, dressed like that. I was 10 years old. How old are you?
Nine and a half, nine and three quarters.
How are you? 10, so 9, 10? 11. Who's 11? 11, okay, so 9 to 11, is that right? So my mother, when I was 10 years old, dressed me funny. I got my rear end whipped every single day. Because kids just thought if I was dressed like this, I had to have some money in my pocket, some paper, you know, cash. But when you open the lapel of this suit, it didn't say Giorgio Armani or Calvin Klein or Sean John, no! When you open the lapel of this suit, it said, designed by Anita. My mama's name is Juanita Smith. My mama made these ugly suits and sent me to school. Where? In Compton. I got beat up every single day. I couldn't understand why my mother would do this to her child. My mother said, she told me, why would you do this to your child? And then I realized that groups don't succeed, individuals do. And there are three types of people like three types of birds. There are eagles, there are buzzards, and there are turkeys. And eagles don't fly in packs. You've never seen a flock of eagles. Have you?
No.
Eagles are high altitude birds. And eagles even raise their children differently. An eagle's nest is filled with sharp little twigs. Message. You get big enough where you push it up against the inside of that nest, you better get up and go get a job. Talking about you 49 years old living with your mama. Anybody in here want to be 49 years old and living with your mama?
No.
Or 49 years old and giving to your mother?
Yes.
No. And so eagles have a dignity and a regalness about them, kind of like Karen Clark from Operation Hope. An eagle's dignity, kind of like Shirley, that eagle's dignity. But then you got another kind of bird. You got buzzards. Buzzards are low altitude birds. Buzzards love packs. Buzzards are always standing on your head to elevate themselves. Always got something negative to say about somebody. Always plan hating, never plan congratulating. Anybody in here know a few buzzards? No? Oh, this is a great class. I got buzzards in my own family. And then you got the worst kind of bird. The worst kind of bird is a turkey. These turkeys got wings and can't even fly. All they do is profile. Trying to be something they are not. Translation. Parking your leased Cadillac on the front lawn of your rented apartment building. So I had to decide what kind of bird I wanted to be at a really young age. Let me tell you how this translates. When I was wearing those ugly suits, I began to walk differently because I had a suit on. I began to think differently. I had a briefcase in my hand and nothing was in it. But I had this attitude that I was an eagle. And then I noticed kids walking past my house, detouring past school to has my house go to school, buying candy from the liquor store and being late for school. I figure that this is a travesty before God, that my friends were late for school getting pink slips. So I borrowed $40 from my mother, opened the neighborhood candy house in my den, and made $300 a week. Now, I know that your teacher has told you, behave, and you know, but I need to know y'all alive out here. It's okay, you can laugh, you can talk to me, you can breathe, all right? Principal, is it okay for them to breathe? Breathe, okay, breathe. Did you just hear me? I said I was how old?
Yeah.
And I paid how much?
$300 a week.
Per what?
Week.
Is that reason to be excited?
Yes.
Do you want to make $300 a week?
Yes.
Then I found girls and lost a business and been a recurring theme in my life, but it proved that you can do anything you wanted to at 10 years old. Now, you say you want to be rich, so here's a couple rules. Rule number one, it's called the 10% rule. So when you make $100, you didn't make $100, you made $90. When you make $500, you didn't make $500, you made $450. When you make $1,000, you didn't make $1,000, you made $900. What am I doing? Okay, taking out 10%. And what am I doing with that 10%?
Giving it to charity.
Giving it to charity? Yeah, the charity of you. Charity starts at home. What am I going to do with that 10%?
Saving it.
Saving it. Very good. Saving it where?
At the bank.
At the bank. Good. You know some banks here? Huh? National City. What else?
Fifth Third.
What else? Comerica. This is some nice little surveys going on here, folks. Fifth Third. What else?
Bank One.
Okay. Anybody else? Fleet Bank. Well, you've been acquired, just to let you know. But okay, so you're going to save 10. Where else can you save money? Huh? Bank account. Okay, can you invest money too?
Yes.
So investing and saving, kind of an extension of each other, right? You invest it, you save it first, then you do what?
Invest
it. So if you invest 10%, you say, well, John, I can never invest 10% and earn anything. It won't do me any good. Let me tell you what happens. Let's say you become, you're 17 now. How old are you now?
10.
So in 7 years, you're going to get a part-time job? Yes? So you're going to make $1,000 a month. Part-time job, okay? And then you're going to make $1,000 a month. So what are you going to do with $1,000?
Put it in a bank.
Okay, what percent?
All of it.
All of it? No, girl. Listen, you gotta live off some of it. Unless you wanna live with your mama. Okay, so what percent do you put in the bank? What did we just say?
10.
Very good. The 10% rule, right? 10% rule means, so out of $1,000, how much you put in the bank? What is 10%? I almost said it. Very good. What's your name?
Elena.
Huh?
Elena.
Elena, very good, Elena. Elena, stop picking on me. Okay, so Elena is now 17 years old. She's making $1,000 a month. She's big baller, shot caller, and she is investing what percent?
10%,
which is how much?
$100.
$100, and she's going to put $100 not just in a bank. She's going to invest it in a very conservative mutual fund. Okay, $100 a month. Now she's 17 years old. Now listen to this. Now you save $100 a month. From age 17 to age 65, and you'll be worth $4.3 million. Ching, ching. Anybody here want to do that?
Yes.
No, I don't think I heard you. Anybody here want to be worth $4.3 million? Ah, okay, now we got it. So the first rule is the 10% rule. You gotta know how to make sure when you're making money, you're not just making money to live. You're not making money in order to pay your bills. You wanna make money and pay yourself first. And what do you pay yourself first with? How much?
10%.
No matter how much you make, so if you make $100, what did you really make?
$90.
What? Come on, man. What's your name?
Jamar.
Jamar? Very good. Give Jamar a round of applause. So the next thing I want to do is to tell you that you got a role model. I want you to role model successful people. I want you to look at who's successful and follow their lead. There's a bad sister in this room, other than Mary Haggard. She is a banker of 30 years. She even ran a division of the bank for the entire state. She left the bank in stock options to come run a group called New Detroit. By the way, she's rich. No. She is a very nice person, but she's also rich. And she is a role model for you. You can follow her lead, and she proves that she can be a president. That means that you can be a president. Come on, girl. Ladies and gentlemen, young people, young bright lights, leaders of the future, join me in welcoming my friend, a bad sister, Rich Shirley Sancato.
Good morning or hello, and I have to say it again, so good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know about the rich part, but I am rich because I have a lot of friends, and I'm able to stand here this morning. I just want to take a couple of minutes to tell you a little bit about me. John told you I'm the president of Detroit, and I am that, but I'm also a Detroiter. I was born here, I was raised here, and I went to school. I went to Goldberg Elementary School. It's not there anymore. Went to Hutchins Middle School. Anybody heard of Hutchins? And I went to Cass Technical High School. Then I also, when I got out of school, I also then stayed, that was all of Detroit, right? Then I went to Wayne State University. Where's Wayne State? In Detroit, right? So I got a bachelor's degree and a master's degree from Wayne State. And I still live here. Mm-hmm. I am the true Detroit where I live. And let me tell you a little story. I always wanted to go away to school. When I went to Cass, back in the day, as the kids said, all my friends were going away to school. They had to go live on campus, you know, Michigan State, Eastern Michigan, University of Michigan, you know, Howard University, someplace. And I always wanted to do that. But you know what? We didn't have any money. As I say all the time, we weren't poor, we just didn't have any money. Family of six kids, my father did construction work, didn't work in the winter, but we didn't have any money. Okay? But we weren't poor. So I had to make a decision as to what I wanted to do. I always wanted to go to college. I wanted to go away. That was a dream I had. But you know what? What I figured out was that my real dream wasn't going away to college. It was having the ability to finish college. And so in order to do that, I had to stay at home and go to school. Go to Wayne State University. Not a bad thing. No problem. It's good. It's all good. And so I got a scholarship from an organization called Elliott Torian Business Women's Organization. It's an African-American women's organization. They gave me money to go to school. And they would only give me money to go to Wayne State. So what did I do? Your money went to Wayne State. Absolutely right. Now, I started working at the bank around that time, and I had a little money. And so what I would do, along with all of my other friends, was take the money, and I didn't do what John Bryan said. I would take it and put it all on my back. What does that mean? I bought clothes. I happen to like clothes a lot, and so I bought clothes. But I would take my money, and the money I spent, a little money on books, and the rest of it I would put on my back. I didn't save any money. And then when I started spending money at this one store downtown, they gave me a credit card. How many of you know what a credit card is? What is it? Oh, you said a card used for emergency. What's your name, huh?
Give her a round of applause.
I didn't do that. I took the card and I used it because I like clothes and I wanted to look good all the time. And I used it and I used it. Then I got another credit card. Some story. What do you think I did with that? Now, when you get out these credit cards and you spend, do you have to pay the money back?
Yes.
And if you have a part-time job, very part-time job, and you're going to school, you think you have a lot of money?
No.
You think I had the money to pay them back?
No.
I sure didn't.
And I kept on spending. I looked up, and at one point, I had to make a decision as to whether to pay these credit cards or buy books for school. I was really, really, really in bad shape. So what? And clearly, the books for school come first or second.
First.
Well, I was in college at the time. So I had to make a decision as to what I want to do, and I had to make a decision as to whether or not I could change my ways. And let me tell you, the message I want to send, give you is this is my decision. It was my decision to get the credit cards and spend the money on the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my decision as to what I was going to do moving forward. Don't let anybody else tell you that somebody else's decision. It's your decision.
That's right.
It's your decision. I told John the story the other night, just a little side. When I was growing up, we were not allowed to use the word can't.
Mm.
Just lost my mom, 85 years old. We couldn't say can't. We said, I haven't tried yet. I don't know. We weren't allowed to say can't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say you can't do anything. Say I haven't tried yet. I can't make it. You can make the decision. So I had to make a decision as to whether or not I wanted to continue to buy books so I could finish school, whether or not I wanted to put the money on my dad. And the decision that I made was that I had to get a second job to pay off his credit card. Because when you get them, you think that they're just money and you can just do anything with them. But you're supposed to use them in an emergency. Hello. And I wasn't doing that. I was in bad shape. So I'm the president of New Detroit now, and I was a pretty high-level person in the bank. But I wasn't always there. I went to schools in Detroit, like I told you, all the way through. I lived in Detroit, and I went to college in Detroit. I'm the president now, but I didn't always have money. I don't know about the rich, not rich. I didn't always have money. I didn't understand that I should save money. And you know what? I was a banker. I worked at a bank, and I didn't know that.
Mm.
I thought, it's a credit card, but it's not real money, and you put the money on the back. That was me. I made a decision at a point in my life that I could no longer do that.
Mm.
And I had, as I worked, I needed to take some of my money and put some of it in the bank. I couldn't put 10% in the bank right away, John, but I did start putting a little bit in the bank. And made a decision that I had to change my spending habits. And once I saved some money, you know what? I could still buy those clothes because I still like clothes a lot. And I continue to buy the clothes, but I don't. If I use a credit card, I use it in an emergency, or I use it for one thing and then I pay it off.
That's right.
So I'm going to say that I stand here today as a college graduate with a graduate degree, as a president of an organization, but I wasn't always standing in this position. I'm a real person, just like you're real people. And I want you to understand that you can do anything you want. If you want to, be the president, do this. If you want to go to Howard University, like a couple folks are doing this, or if you don't have money enough to go where you want to go, use what you have. If you can go to Wayne State, go to Wayne. If you can go to Maryville, but be the best that you can at that school. And make a decision about what you want to be. Your job is what you do, it's not who you are. And think about that. You make the decision for yourself. So I stand before you as a person who at one point abused credit cards and spent the money and put all the money in my bank. I was in a situation where I didn't have what looked like a good credit report, but I had to make the decision to take my life back. And I made that decision, and you can make those decisions too. So I look forward to coming back here in a year, hearing about the money that some of you have saved in savings accounts at banks or other financial services institutions, and talking to me a little bit about what it is you want to be when you grow up. Thank you.
Bravo. So tell me, when I was making the $300 a week, did I buy $300 worth of candy and then sell it for $300?
No.
No, right. In order to sell it for $300, I had to buy it for what? Less than that or more than that?
Less.
Very, very good. So if you go and buy some candy for a dollar, probably means that the guy who or the lady who sold it to you at the store bought it for? Who said 50 cents? Who said 50 cents? Come on, girl, you're on your way to being a regular economist. 50 cents, all right? So if a dollar is retail, then 50 cents is lower. It's called
wholesale.
Very good. So if you buy at wholesale, you sell it at? You buy it at?
Wholesale.
You sell it at?
High sale.
No, high sale. It's the right idea. Okay, let's try this again. The store sells it at? Who said it? Who said retail? Retail. Didn't you take credit for it? Okay, retail. So you sell it at retail, and then the store bought it at
wholesale.
Low. Low sale. High sale. Okay. Let's replace low sale for wholesale and high sale for retail. Okay, same concept. Let's try it one more time. So in order to make $300, retail, I had to buy it at $150.
Wholesale.
Very good. Give them a round of applause. Very good. So now, when you go to the store and you go to buy candy, or you're with your parents, you're going to tell your parents they're buying things at
retail.
And you're going to tell them, be careful, because somebody else bought that at
wholesale.
Very good. You guys are very smart. So let's now figure out what you've learned today. Let's see if this has all been a waste of everybody's time. I actually already know the answer. But let's, can you join me up here? All right, just raise your hand and tell us what you've learned today. Just anything. Yes.
I've learned that, what you just said about when you want to make money, and how did you make money, and how did you grow up and stuff when you were younger, and how your mommy used to make these weird kind of clothes.
Weird.
Yes, that's a very good description. Yes, very good. And I want you to know. I want you to tell me what you learned today. What's the lessons? Yes, ma'am.
I learned how to invest in my money.
Invest your money. Very, very good. I want you to get very good. I want you to become even more specific. Tell me specifically. Tell us what you learned today specifically. Yes, sir.
$100, you make $90.
Wow, when you make $100, you make
$90.
Very good, very good. Yes, sir.
I learned some other ways how to use your money.
Yeah, like what?
Like, instead of using all of your money up, like save some money in the bank.
Very good.
Use the amount of money you need.
Use the amount of money you need. Wow. So your needs versus your wants. All right, that's another lesson you'll learn later. You got many wants, but you've got some needs. Which comes first, needs or wants?
Needs.
Very good. Very good. Yes, ma'am.
I learned today that you need books before clothes, because your books is really teaching you something before your clothes.
Come on, girl. Come on, your bad self.
Learn to be careful with your credit card.
Hey,
woo!
That's right. And be extra careful with your mama's credit card.
Yeah, you were gonna.
Yes. That's okay. I do it all the time. We'll come back to you. Anybody else learn anything today? Has this been worth it?
Yes.
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 I hit yes. Do you want to be rich?
Yeah!
Ah, okay, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, give them a round of applause. Okay, now, I want you to stand up. Grab the little book that's in front of you. Give Shirley a pen. Now, when was the last time you met a career banker of 30 years in banking who ran banking for the entire state?
March 1st, 2005.
Other than March 1st, 2005, when's the last time you met somebody like that? Never? First time, right? When's the last time you met somebody like that who also ran one of the most prestigious organizations in the whole country, who's right here, who's president? And came as president, didn't send anybody, came as president, big baller, shot caller, came to your school. What's the last time that ever happened to you?
Never,
right? And when was the last time you met a black woman who did all of this stuff, who's rich? Never. So I want you to act like she is, Martha Stewart without the jail, Britney Spears, Tyrese, every major celebrity you've ever heard of. She's your hero. She's your chiro. Go get her autograph right now. Her business card, social security number, phone number. Go, go, go get her. Go, go. Shake her hand. Go, go. Go. Yeah.